Tango Mobile.
See KB4 CPA.
You out and about, or are you at home?
Out and about. I'm headed to the sports club, and I just started a 60-day strengthening training, mainly for my left knee, and so I'm going to do that workout, and then I'll have an hour and a half of tennis starting at 4:30.
Your knee feel better, and then you'll get out there and act like an idiot and make it feel worse when you get done.
No, I don't need to be on a tennis court and act like an idiot.
But, you know, I was giving you the benefit of the doubt. Oh, well, good for you. And all I was going to ask you how that knee was doing, because I know the last time you and I talked, you were having some problems with it. And, well, I've been out to the grocery store where they lightened my pocketbook by about $70 today. But I got a bunch of things that I was out of that I needed to restock. So this is some of these things are stuff I only buy every all 3 or 4 months. So anyhow, and they had some good Asiago cheese that I can use in my cheese grater for my pasta dishes. So I can keep that sealed up till I need it, and it'll be good for a while. So anyway, I'm headed back to the house after taking care of things and just trying to get things done now and get back to the house. Even got my ears lowered today.
Oh, you've been busy. And just thinking about the cheese there makes me hungry. I love cheese. Anything but goat cheese. I tried that. I just can't do goat cheese, but anyway. I put cheese on, grated cheese on a lot of stuff. My wife's chili, I put cheese on it. Boy, it tastes good. And I like Asiago cheese. And it's neat the way they do them now. The containers have most of them anyway, have a Ziploc thing, so you know, keep it fresh, fresher in the refrigerator.
One of these air machines that seals things up in the bags and removes the air and everything, so I can do it that way. But I get the block Asiago cheese, the hard block, so I can grate it. And I've got one of those little graters like you see that they use at the restaurants where they grate cheese down on it. So I've got one of those, so I can do that myself. And I do, and I keep some grate, you know, and I'll break it down into little blocks that will fit in my grater, and then I'll use whatever one block gives me in cheese when I use it, and then the rest of it can stay sealed up. So, anyway, that's what goes on. And I don't know how much you're getting of this, because I'm in a bad spot over here. Over.
Wasn't too bad. I mean, you were a little scratchy, but I got all of it. I'm going down in a hole here, so on Edwards Road. But so you sound like the Galloping Gourmet there. Yeah, we just I don't know. I guess we just gotten too lazy. We buy the graded stuff, and I know you pay more for it, but what the heck. You know, when you got money, you might as well just spend it.
And now I'm going to stop here at a place where they've got fresh strawberries and give me a small container of fresh strawberries. So, anyway, well, I am pulling in here, and I will catch up with you in a few minutes. WU2T.
Nathan, get you some good ones there. WU2T, KB4, CPA Mobile.
Frequency, anybody copy?
For KB4 CPA, name is David.
Hey, David, just hooking up a 2
WTH up near Brevard. How's this thing sound?
Good. You're in the repeater solid. You might want to back off of your microphone just a little bit. Other than that, but you're sounding good.
Okay, very good. Name is Jim. We're outside of Brevard in Conestee Falls. Where's this repeater?
Repeater is on top of Caesar's Head, about 3,500 feet, I believe. And it has a good coverage.
Well, it's looking right down on my house, then. No wonder I'm getting full quieting and lots of signal strength.
See, he can give you a signal report or a radio report there. Say hello to Rusty. He's WU2T.
Hey, Rusty. It's Jim out in Conestee Falls, in for Papa Sugar Echo.
Hello, good afternoon, Jim. And, this one's got a good coverage area. You can take it almost down to the, down inside Georgia a little bit, down on 85. You can go down 26 to, the other side of Clinton most of the time when you hit the high spots, and even all the way down to Newberry sometimes when you're on the high spots. And I've taken as far up as Blacksburg, going up 85 north, going like to Charlotte, so, going into the mountain areas. Of course, you get into some of those dead spots when it's behind the mountains, but otherwise, this is a good coverage. And I live over here in Moore, South Carolina, near Spartanburg, so, like I said, it gives good coverage most everywhere. Go ahead, David.
For a minute, me with a mouthful of chicken. I'm not drinking and driving, I'm eating and driving. But anyway, just wanted a little snack before all this exercise that stands before me. go ahead there, I believe it's Jim. This is KB4CBA.
KB4CBA in the group, N4PSE. Very good. Well, I'll get this antenna up a bit off the side of a tree somewhere. I've got it just sticking in the ground off the underneath the deck. We're on a ridge, so I've got pretty good east-west and fairly northeast coverage. But I put this thing up about 30 feet in the air, and it'll make a difference. It's just a 5/8 wave vertical, so. And about a 40-year-old radio that my brother gave me. He was tired of ham radio and got out of it and gave me a 2-meter, and I haven't been on 2 for many, many years until about a year ago when he gave me this thing. And then, of course, we decided to move, changed houses here last winter, and I'm just getting things set up. Let you guys go. Thanks for giving me a report and letting me break in on your nice conversation, fellas. Go ahead.
Curious, what kind of radio is it?
It is an old ICOM, what is this thing, a 25A.
Well, for me with the older ICOMs, but anyway, go ahead, Rusty.
Well, that's a good radio. I've used one of those before. Never owned one, but I've used one. But it's doing you a good job, Jim. Not a problem. And I'm going to say 7.3s all the way around because I left the strawberry place, and I'm getting ready to pull in my yard. And I got frozen food and strawberries and all kinds of goodies that I need to get out and into the refrigerator. I'll catch all of you later. 7.3s, W2T. David, go ahead.
Well, you have a good one, Rusty. Always a good talk with you, and 73s. And Jim, are you sticking around or what?
I hang around a bit. Just interested to see how this is going to work out. I'm just throwing up my antennas. I got a bunch of work to do to get the high-frequency wires up in the trees here. I had a really nice setup at my old location here a couple years ago, and of course, I tore that all down this winter when we decided to buy a new house, and so it starts all over again, but that keeps me busy for most of the summer putting all that stuff up. At least I got nice tall trees to work with. David, go ahead.
Well, that's what I did. I mean, I've got a bunch of, I've got four trees in the backyard, and and they're all in a row, and they're fairly tall, and I've got a Carolina Wyndham, and I just Bill in 4IQ, he came over, he's got a launcher, and he launched them up at the trees there for me, and I tell you, I've worked 26 countries with it in the last 3 years.
Basically, I put up, I've got a 40-meter off-center set up there now. It's up about 75, 80 feet. And going to the east, it drops off about 200 feet right off the side of the hill. So it's really good east and northeast. And there, it goes over the ridge above the house and shoots right off to the west. So it seems to do quite well. I'll put up another one at 90 degrees to that. I'll put up an 80-meter off-center fed. And then I'll go back to my old standby, a couple of half squares for 20 and 40, or 20 and 15. I may try a 40-meter one now. And it's all wires at this point. I'm too old to put up towers. I've been through all that, but I've been hamming since I was 12 years old, and I'm almost 73. So do a lot of tinkering, more tinkering than operating. Go ahead.
In 0TR.
Ignore that last a call in there. We'll just act like he's not there. Hey, Tom. Jim, I love to give Tom a hard time. But, yeah, my Wyndham is the 135-foot long one. There's another version that'll cover 160 meters. But mine's not long enough to do that. It does 80 through 6, and but it has that vertical aspect to it too. So I could talk to people that live, you know, next door to me on HF. It's crazy. So anyway, but I love it. I tell you, I've talked to, I guess the furthest I've talked is St. Petersburg, Russia. And, but anyway, and go ahead there, Tom, and say hello to Jim there, KP4CBA.
Good afternoon, Jim, and he has no respect for his inferiors or his elders, either one. I'd never take advantage of him. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm 73 years old, but I haven't been a ham as long as you, Jim. I just been in since 94, and Dave and I go back and forth all the time. Well, it's good to hear you this afternoon. I think I copied in for PSE. You're a little quick on the trigger, give it a little delay, and sometimes it chops you off a little bit if you don't give it a little delay. I'm in Greer, and it's nice to see you up here. If I copy that call sign right, you're from Fort Lauderdale. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, we've got a place up here also. We spend 6 months up here and 6 months down in Florida for the winter. But this is kind of my chief radio station now, because during the winter we're doing other things in Florida and I don't have as good a space to put up antennas anymore down there. But we still own a home down there and a home here in Conestee Falls outside of Brevard, right down the mountain from Caesar's Head. But I enjoy it. I've got all my retirement toys up here, my radios, my woodworking, and play a lot of golf, and life is pretty good, fellas. I'm not complaining. We get through this virus thing and get back to normal, it'll be really good. I think it's yours, Dave, KB4CBE and 4PSE.
The suffix is Charlie Bravo Alpha, and excuse me. I can't write yours down right now, so, you know, I can't remember it, so forgive me. But anyway, But yeah, that's great. I mean, you can go down to Florida when it's cold up here, and then come up here when it's hot down in Florida. And we used to get to see my aunt and uncle. They lived in Fort Lauderdale. They both taught at Broward Community College. In fact, he was head of the music department there, my Uncle TJ. But none of them were in ham radio. And Tom, I didn't realize you got started so late in the ham radio. Being in the military, you know, I figured you were, you've been in it for a long time. Go ahead, Tom.
I was going to back in the 70s, and I was pretty busy with family then, and CB was decent back then, which it isn't now, and so I had that, and then later on I bought a Radio Shack 33 and a third RPM record and a straight key, and that soured me on that. And then later on, my blind friend, he had an extra class license, and I thought, boy, if Eldon can do it, I can do it. And so I just got to work and worked my way up to the 20 words a minute. It took me about a year before I got the extra. But it was 93, actually, to be straight with you, Dave. That's still 27 years ago. We had a Morse code key on the P3 Orion. The S2 that I flew in, it didn't have. But it was too crammed full of electronics. But the P3 did, and it had teletype also. But at any rate, I'd go out and sit with the radio operator, you know, if I wasn't working, and it always fascinated me, but just never got into it until a little later. But that's been 27 years ago. And my wife and I, Jim, have been married 53 years, and we're immigrants down here to be near the grandkids from Kansas, and they're engineers working in this area. We're between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, in 4 PSE, in 0 TR.
In 0 TR, in 4 PSE. I'll let you click there, in 0 TR, in 4 PSE of the group. Curious where you're from in Kansas. We moved to Florida many years ago from Wichita. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, we lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and I used to drive my YDS 3250 Yamaha after I graduated from high school out to Learjet over there on the west side of town, and worked there bucking rivets on the Lear Model 24 for about 2 months, and got laid off and joined the Navy, Jim.
Yeah, well, I know right where you were. I was moved in there in 1980 with a CPA firm and ran a tax practice there for the firm for 7 years before I got transferred to Miami, and met my wife there, and she's from the great metropolis of Little River, Kansas. She grew up on a farm out there. Go ahead.
Now that one, I don't know where it's at. I know where there's a lot of small ones. My wife's from Arma. I think there was 34 that graduated her senior class in Arma, Kansas, which was north of Pittsburgh, about 9 miles. And that's where I met her, was in Pittsburgh. Well, yeah, my brother-in-law was a lieutenant, worked his way up to lieutenant on the Wichita Police Force for 26 years, I think it was. And then he went out to Boeing out there on Oliver and helped guard the Air Force One when they were building it as a security guard. But he worked all over the plant, of course. But he took me over to Air Force One, and I actually got a coffee cup off of Air Force One. Go ahead, Dave, not to leave you out. This is N0TR. But Dave might have got a phone call. He goes and plays tennis every day.
Well, we know all those spots in Wichita. I loved living out there. It was a great place. I had a zero call when I was out there, N0GGE, if I remember right. We lived on South Pershing at first, and then ended up moving out to Tallgrass when my wife and I married, and
and then had our first kid out there and then moved to Miami. But anyway, Little River is about 15 miles due west of McPherson. And she grew up on a farm out there, and her mom just passed away last year, and they just sold the farm here about a month ago. So we're pretty much done with Kansas. She's got a couple brothers out there, but we visit them. But no more property or anything out there. Tom, go ahead.
This is NGRTR with the man on the mountain. Well, fine business on all that, Jim. That's out there in pheasant hunting country. I've been out to Osborne, and I've been out to Goodland and in that area hunting pheasants when I was younger, but not very much. But that is the flatlands. It's so much different than southeast Kansas. We were 28 miles north of Joplin, Missouri, right in the very corner of the state, 125 miles straight south of Kansas City. But I started going out there in the 50s, late 50s. I was born the same year you was, by the way, Jim, in January. And I see on QRZ. But I got to watch the B-47s flying over and the B-52s at 1826 for break.
Good country out there. I really like the people. I love living out there. It was, if my wife hadn't grown up on a farm out there, I think we'd probably go back there and retire because it's cheap and it's good people. But I think she's had enough of farmland and she enjoys the mountains and enjoys Florida, and we've been blessed enough to be able to do both, so that's what we're going to do. I need to get out of here, Tom. I'm glad to see this thing's working. I just threw it up. I hooked up the old radio, and I said, I'm going to put the antenna out right by the side of the deck. I just stuck it in the ground. The base of the 5/8 wave vertical is about a foot off the ground on a piece of water pipe or PVC pipe, and I'll put that up on a tree somewhere and paint it camouflage green and let it rip. Make it easy. I'm trying to keep life simple. Tom, thanks for picking me up and introducing me to the Caesar's Head Repeater, and hope you have a great afternoon and stay safe, my friend. N0TR, N4PSE.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, Jim. Yeah, you can go online and look up the BARS, B-R-A-R-S. The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society is the one that takes care of this, and I belong to the club. I don't attend regularly or anything, but I just belong because I use it a lot, and you do not have to. And there are a great bunch of guys on here. You'll really enjoy it. There is a 9-4 repeater here, and it's not used very much, but we'd like to see it used more. But your signal is absolutely perfect. I would say the same thing Dave said, and I have a tendency to do this too. Excuse me. Your deviation's a little high, or else you're eating the mic a little too much. And before that, though, absolutely FM quality, beautiful signal there, Jim. And I'm just running an old Icon 208 into a small diamond antenna from a ham radio outlet down there at Atlanta. Have a good afternoon, Jim, and hope to see you again down the line. N4, Papa Sierra Echo, N0TR, 73. And by the way, that is my initials, Tom Rouse on there, TR. Got lucky, Jim. See you later. N0TR, clear.
Yeah, fine, Tom. Thank you for picking me up. I'll try to keep off the microphone a little bit. I'm not much of a phone operator. 90% of what I do on the HF is CW and some digital, not that much, a little ready. But mostly CW and DXing and contests and nothing serious. I just get on there for an hour or two, see how well I can do, and make sure the amplifier doesn't blow up. And then I turn it off and say, well, I've had my fun. It's time to go do something else. Take care. Have a great afternoon. N0TR, N4PSE.
Jim, I'll give you the tip of the day. I do about 95 to 98%, other than just talking on this repeater, on CW, and a little bit of sideband. And so you're a good man. That's where I never used that after I finally got through the extra, but now I use it as my primary. And there's a huge CW contest on this weekend, CQ. I haven't looked up the parameters or anything, but it's usually pretty simple. But if you can get an antenna up, if there's ever going to be any CW operators on there, it'll be this weekend. And the propagation's been lousy because the sunspots are down, of course. So there you go. Talk to you later. N4 PSE and 0TR security.
Yeah, it's a WPX contest this weekend, I think, and worked on it some last year at the old QTH up here. My K1EL Kier went out, and I haven't gotten that fixed, so everything would be, I can't drive it with the contesting programs, but I may get on there and play anyway, between golf games and honeydews and everything else, walking the dog, and, you know, but anyway, I enjoy it. N0TR, take care. Thanks a lot, N4PSE.
KO4MWV. This is KO4MWV transmitting over EchoLink, testing an antenna. This is KO4MWV testing an antenna to an SDR receiver. Check, check, check.
WV, you're into the repeater, full quieting. It's in 0TR.